knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Where knights are around the table, we dance where we're able. We do routines to corner scenes, to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for mid-able. The many times we give and rhyme, cut out by dancing able. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the second day of May. The prep tip of the day is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at amazon.com. We're patiently waiting for Dave Hodges and possibly Steve Bannoon. In the meantime, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, spring has sprung in South Central Missouri. The trees are all leafed out, and we've had flowers blooming for about 6 weeks. What's it like in the frozen Northland where you live, sir?
We're having rain. The leaves aren't out yet. They're just budding.
All right. Tried an experiment this morning, the first hour, which was broadcasting a live stream on Twitch. We got to a point where we had to shut that down because of the technical difficulties. Where it's a learning curve here. And it looks like Dave Hodges is with us. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
And Dave Hodges' website is The Common Sense Show. I'm running an experiment this morning with live streaming on Twitch the first hour. We ran into some problems we could not overcome, so we're back to audio only here at Republic Broadcasting. Dave, let's begin with you. What's the latest on the political situation in the state of Arizona, sir?
Well, it's another day, another corruption. First of all, we know about Liz Harris. We've covered her. But now there's been another development in her case. Now, I just want to remind people, so I can make sense of the story I'm going to relate. After the 2020 election, Liz Harris and a series of volunteers canvassed the homes of Maricopa County, and they walked up, and the only thing that they were allowed to say, according to Liz, was, "We don't want to know who you voted for. We just want to know if this person named such and such, who's listed at this address, voted." "Oh, no, that person moved away 20 years ago. Oh, he died 10 years ago." Right. And she found 300,000 fake votes in Maricopa County alone. 300,000, that's staggering.
A third of a million?
Yeah, 300,000, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Well, we know, listen, I've got a DOJ source that's told me that Trump won Arizona by 1 million votes plus, and they had him down, Liz losing by 11,000.
Right.
But anyway, so Liz gets kicked out of the legislature.
On what pretense did they kick her out?
They said she was guilty of disorderly conduct because she let John Thaler's representative, Jackie Brager, present evidence by naming certain legislators, judges, and law enforcement as being part of a Sinaloa money laundering operation in which funds were siphoned off to bribe politicians to look the other way or to participate in election theft. And the only problem was saying this report was disorderly because Liz invited one lady to speak, and Liz did not run the committee meeting. It was another lady named Wendy Rogers, who I've had trouble with, who did hit pieces on me on Rumble because I wouldn't go away about voter fraud. And Wendy Rogers ran the meeting. Nothing happened to her. She didn't get sanctioned. She didn't get kicked out of the legislature, but Liz did. So subsequently, they had a second election in her district as required by law among Republicans. Who did the Republicans want? and Liz got 3 out of 4 votes. Now, they're waiting for the Board of Supervisors that are as corrupt as the day is long, and they perpetrated the 2022 fraud by setting up voting machines for failure in heavy GOP areas, and three of these people are GOP members. That's what's shocking, but they were working against America First candidates like Carrie Lake, which is why they did it. And so Liz, even though she won the re-election, we're sure that the Board of Supervisors will go with the person who got the least votes out of the three they get to consider, and put that person in, because that person is an absolute rhino, and we'll just have to see how that goes. But listen to this, John. This is where this has now landed. I have an inside source at the AG's office, and I've also been told by somebody else who used to be in Arizona legislative politics that the current attorney general, who's a member of the Democratic Communist Party, is going to prosecute Liz Harris with criminal penalties, including imprisonment, for voter intimidation in 2020, for canvassing these homes to find out if the people listed on the voter rolls were actually the people who voted. And here's the ridiculousness of this, John. You all the time will get phone calls, or people will stop you and they will say, we're doing a survey on voting
right.
trends.
Right.
And how did you vote in the election? They're even more personal in the polls than Liz's people were. But Liz could now face prison time for daring to question the election by doing the canvassing. And this goes hand in hand with what happened in Mojave and Cochise counties in Arizona. In Cochise County, which is staunchly conservative, it's on the border, and they've been decimated by Biden's policies. What they did, the county supervisors down there told the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who was actually running for governor, okay, a little conflict of interest there. Secretary of State's in charge of the state right. elections, right. and she refused to recuse herself.
Right.
And they told her, we're not certifying the election until we do a hand count to verify the election totals from the Dominion machines. And she told them, if you do that, you're going to prison. And in other words, she, by her own decree, interfered in the election in which she was a participant. And the same thing happened in Mojave County with Ron Gould as the supervisor. And I know Ron. I used to be on his radio show when he was a state senator. And he's the chairman of the supervisors in Mojave County, which is the northern part of the state. And he said the same thing. And they told him, you will go to jail. And what Ron said publicly, that played on the media, against my wishes and my desires and knowing what's right, I vote to certify the election under threat of going to prison. And so this whole thing with Cochise County and Mojave County was one of the 10 counts in Carrie Lake's lawsuit against Katie Hobbs and Maricopa County for running a fraudulent election. And the judge threw that count out, saying that Hobbs had the right to interfere in her own election. So two things to sum up. One, Liz Harris could be going to prison for simply canvassing the validity of votes as registered on the voter rolls by address with no intimidation and well after the fact of the election, so there could be no interference, but they're still charging her with interference. And then we now know that 2 county boards of supervisors have been threatened with prison if they didn't do what they were told by a participant in the election misusing her authority. And 3, a corrupt judge that we believe probably belongs on the list of taking Sinaloa cartel money that they used overinflated real estate to buy off these politicians to go along with this stuff. Those are the 3 developments sum total right now. Now, I'm in contact with a gentleman named John Thaler. He's the principal of the Thaler Harris Law Firm, and it was his report on racketeering in 26 states with regard to voter fraud and Sinaloa money laundering cartels designed to bribe public officials to sway elections or for judges to look the other way on election fraud and so forth. He and I are in contact, and I'm going to get him on my show, and we're going to go through it. Now, what's interesting, before people say, well, Dave, I've heard that was a bogus report, the report that was presented to the Arizona legislature that got Liz Harris kicked out, And I'm going to say au contraire, mon frère, because John Thaler has been hired several times by the Department of Justice to do racketeering investigations in the United States. He is a seasoned veteran at this. This is his main focus as an attorney. And so for them to say, you had no right to present this, this person has no standing, that's a total bogus lie. And the person that led the charge against Liz Harris to kick her out, his name's Ben Thoma. Guess what, John? He's listed in that report as being a principal person who's on the take from the Sinaloas, and his name's Ben Thoma, the Speaker of the Arizona House. How's that for a mouthful?
Well, that's a mouthful, but let's go back to Liz Harris. Now, I've been part of the defense team on hundreds of criminal cases. What Liz Harris now has now that she did not have before is a power of subpoena, to subpoena people with subpoenas, to subpoena documents and three-dimensional objects with subpoenas, deuces, tecums. It's the power of subpoena is magnificent. It allows her attorneys to do things that could never, ever be done before, to take sworn depositions. Now, at the higher levels, you'll see you'll have people that are willing to lie under oath, these office holders and people like that. When you get down to mid-level and even lower, many people at that level are not willing to lie under oath, and they will tell the truth when they're on the witness stand or are giving a deposition is more likely. And the Arizona Attorney General, I think, our prosecutor, is it a county prosecutor or the Attorney General?
Attorney General, Chris Mays.
Okay. He may end up regretting having...
He's a she. Of course, in this day and age, you really can't be sure, but he is a she.
Well, she may regret what she's done, is to give Liz Harris something she never would have had before, and that is the power of subpoena.
Yeah. Now, John, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to make sure that I'm being accurate. I don't want to misstate any facts knowingly. This information that Chris Mays is going after Liz Harris is not official yet, but I've been told by two people that I have contacts with. One of them works in the Attorney General's office, and I was told quite clearly, and Liz Harris has been told the same thing, that they're going to come after her. It's not yet happened, but it's an action that's being put together.
Well, like I say, the Attorney General of the state of Arizona, she may very well regret what if that happens, having done that.
I think that's a good point. But here's the other problem that Liz has. She's been to several people, and even though she's kicked out for disorderly conduct, she had to put this witness list, and she put three down and two didn't show up, or this report may never have seen the light of day because it was third on her list. But it had to be approved by the speaker to be on the agenda.
That's right.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, she did not run the meeting. Wendy Rogers, state senator in this joint committee, ran the meeting. But nothing happened to either one of these people. In fact, the speaker is the one that's led the action against Liz. This is called a setup. And I'll tell you, this is where I'll go conspiratorial. Now, what I've told you up to this point is hard fact. There's no disputing what I'm saying. But what ends up happening in this is I think she was set up. In December, Liz told me that she was approached by people that she was friendly with in the legislature that were serving. And they told her, this is a month before her swearing in, that if you bring up election fraud, they're going to kick you out. They will expel you. And so then they let this witness come forward and make this presentation on a well-documented 120,000-page report with affidavits. Okay, they have all this information, and now they go to kick her out after they went through the step-through process. We think, this is my conspiracy theory according to Dave Hodges, but I think they let their guard down purposely to let her get elected. They didn't fix voting machines. They didn't stuff ballot boxes in Legislative District 13 that she's from. They let her get elected so they could shut her up, because now she's vilified constantly in the media. So now she's on the outside with a damaged reputation, and they took her out from being in the inside. So I think they let her get elected. They set her up to be kicked out because otherwise this witness should never have been allowed to go forward if it was so disorderly, but yet they let it go forward, and she's the only one that suffers the consequences. That's, you know, that's what I'm saying. If the government doesn't like conspiracy theories, John, then stop acting like you're guilty and leaving these breadcrumbs we can follow.
Well, two things. First of all, get me her contact information. We have a lot of listeners in Arizona, and if she has a defense fund that people can contribute to, we'll help get some contributions for that and help her any way we can.
John, I got to tell you this, though. This is the thing that's really upsetting, and I went through this. And just let me digress for a minute. At the early part of the turn of the century, it was about 2003, after we had built our house, the McCain Mafia, John McCain Mafia, came after us. He was a co-author of the Central American Free Trade Agreement, and they were saying, well, you got to get out of your homes out there where you're at north of Phoenix in the rural area because you're in the way of Luke flights. Well, we had letters from Luke originally that said your area of building out there is fine, it's compatible with Air Force use, and we were over 30 air miles from the base, and they had to fly over 300,000 people to get to us, so they should have had to evict 300,000 people.
Right.
Well, that
right.
was a bunch of BS, John. That wasn't right. the reason they right. came after us. Right. What ended up happening was we found out there was a Canamex corridor sponsored by John McCain legislation that was to come through our area, and they wanted to kick us off without any compensation. Okay, we couldn't get a lawyer to represent us for about 7 years. This was an 8-year battle. And finally, Ernie Hancock got the Goldwater Institute, a public interest law firm, to represent us. And they got vilified in the press, and they're probably sorry they ever took our case. But we won before we ever got to court, because they didn't want to have to pay us for the Fifth Amendment violations they put us through, where they restricted our properties on the way to condemnation. So let me go forward. Now, Liz Harris is in a similar position we were. She's gone to several attorneys, and they said, nope, won't help you. Nope, this is too much to take on, because the legal establishment has been targeted by this illegal money laundering operation from the Sinaloas with inflated real estate values to buy off people. And that's in the report. It's documented. They have the fake mortgage companies they use. They have the signatories that are tied to the cartel. There's all these affidavits and handwriting experts in this report that I'm talking about. There's no question that what was presented at that meeting, in my opinion, it's true. But she can't find legal representation. In fact, it was funny. We did text exchange yesterday between Liz and myself. And I told her, you're going to have to find a public interest law firm outside of Arizona.
Right.
Probably from a red state.
Most likely. That's good advice. That's excellent advice. And I should mention, we got open lines. And I got a text from Steve Ben-Noon. He may be joining us not too distant future here. Looks like we got a call here, gentlemen. Looks like Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. This is for Dave. Hey, Dave, with the takedown of Title 42, tell me what you think of this. Because I like to watch history, and I like to watch the history of the Vietnam War. And I was watching the fall of Saigon and the Tet Offensive. Here is my fear with the takedown of Title 42, because I live in a hard blue state with a very wicked governor. My fear is they put the illegals in these blue states, and half the illegals wind up being foreign military from whatever country, and then they get the signal to strike, and then you have Tet offensives in these blue areas, along with the fall of these blue states, because my governor's not going to do anything. And neither will the mayor of Boston, and neither will half of these people in these blue states. What do you think about that? And plus, the Tet Offensive, yeah, we won the Tet Offensive, but a lot of people died, and the communists had blacklist of anti-communists. They just killed them. What do you think, Dave?
Well, it's interesting that you use the Tet Offensive, because as far back as 11, 12 years ago, I've written 3 articles that come to memory about how one day we'll wake up to a Tet Offensive of terrorism across this country because of our open border. I don't think half of these people, I don't think half of these people are terrorists, but it doesn't take half. John's pointed out before that you can take down the power grid of a city the size of Phoenix with 8 Spetsnaz. So I look at this and I'm saying, you're absolutely right. They're the number one people crossing the border now are Chinese males of fighting age.
Absolutely. Jeff, you got a follow-up before you get move on here? Well, hold on through the break. We'll get your follow-up. We'll be right back.
Yeah, the Tet Offensive is a good analogy. Look, the communists are...
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
A class action lawsuit over censorship has been filed. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Children's Health Defense has filed a lawsuit against Resident Biden and several top offices over government pressuring social media companies to censor users. The First Amendment is clear. The government cannot stifle speech. Asking a third party, like a social media company, to censor is still a violation of our rights. No matter who is actually doing the censoring, if it's being directed by the government, then it is a violation of First Amendment protected speech. Any government who silences anyone who questions their authority is tyrannical and authoritarian. My question is, why did it take so long to file this lawsuit? The White House admitted that they were doing this 2 years ago. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if you have pain issues, check out the Energy Cleaner at my website. They're in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The mattress pads that go with it, also in stock, ready for immediate shipment. You can place your order at my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website, jrnyquist.blog, books for sale at Amazon. You can subscribe to his websites by simply pushing the PayPal button at the bottom of his articles, one or two excellent articles written per week. we have with us Dave Hodges. His website is The Common Sense Show. And our caller from the last segment, Jeff, you got a follow-up question or comment, Jeff?
Yes, please. Also, too, I'm thinking about the fall of Saigon, and I'm thinking about how they airlifted people out of Saigon. I'm thinking, you know what, if the illegals get weapons, their military, foreign military, from a polyglot of third-world communist countries, along with China, Russia, and others, on American soil that have been coming in here for years and years and years and years. And I'm thinking the fall of Boston and having people airlifted out of Boston as Boston, Massachusetts falls to the communists. And then add for you-know-what and giggles, New York City and other major places where the communist governors will align with the foreign-born communists. Kind of like our president right now is letting the drawbridge down and letting the commies, Islamists, and everybody else in. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think your concerns are valid. I don't know if it'll go down the way that you just described, but I think in principle you're correct. We are letting in people that just the sheer numbers will crush our country. If I've read some studies and I've talked to some people, some demographers, and they believe that we will see as many at the height of Title 42 being repealed, when this gets momentum, we could be seeing 750,000 people a month coming across the border, culminating in about 50 million new Americans, according to the Democrats. And since they're all entitled to free medical and all these services at our taxpayer expense, this will crush this country. And then there's another principle here, too. You know, when Saigon fell, we got a lot of the intelligentsia out of Vietnam. We got lawyers, doctors, well-educated politicians, and their kids did great in our schools. I know my niece was co-valedictorian with a boy whose father was a refugee who was a doctor. But what we're looking at now coming across the border, with rare exception, we're not getting the intelligentsia. We're getting people with third-grade educations that will be a drain on the system. Second-generation children will greatly improve by being here. But the bottom line is how many people can you take in from a third-world country till you become the new third-world country? And the economic impact that this is going to have is going to be staggering. And, of course, masked underneath of all this, as you've already indicated, are the paramilitary Fifth Estate forces. And you don't have to worry about them having weapons. If you recall in the Antifa riots of 2020, in which my broadcast partner Doug Thornton on the Doug and Dave Intel Report, he was a supervisor for DHS in Portland, and he has reported on our show many times, 3 weapons caches minimum were found massively. And people said, oh, this is for Antifa. And he said, no, that's not Antifa's MO. He said, Dave, I'm telling you, and this is when I was talking to him when he was still on active duty. He said, this is not for Antifa. This is for communist China when they come to invade. This is for their fifth column forces.
Dave, very, very right on. And I'll wrap it up with this. The only way the illegals are going to leave is when we go totally bankrupt. Then they'll flee. Then it'll be too late. And Dave, what you're talking about is Cloward Piven. This is the Cloward Piven strategy. Thank you very much, guys, and do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay.
John, let me add in one thing, because I think this is where Jeff really can kind of take over on this point.
Right.
Because we interviewed Jeff on this on our TV show. When this starts getting momentum from all the spinoff negative effects, and there's Biden food lines, remember 111 processing plants for food have been destroyed, not one federal investigation, and that's since Biden's come into power. The derailments with dioxide that spills over into the crops because it gets into the weather system and the groundwater. I could go on and on about what's being done to food, not to mention the Chinese purchase of farmland. When we take a look at when the food lines start, and the resources begin to dwindle in this country, and the banks have collapsed, and we're under CBDC and ultimate enslavement, and the Civil War starts, you know, as Jeff has very well articulated on our show, this is what China wants, because it's the softening up of America pre-invasion.
Okay, and Jeff, you had some follow-up regarding the Tet Offensive. Jump right in there, Jeff.
Yeah, well, this is always a surprise attack when you want to do an attack. And of course, the Chinese, this is the ultimate thing. This is 2 sources on this. One is Chiao Chen's secret speech, a speech that the defense minister of China gave 20 years ago, saying that we have made an agreement with the Russians. We're going to get the lower 48 states. We are going to build a second China there. We're going to basically occupy North America. The defector, or Colonel Stanislav Ludev, the highest ranking defector to the U.S. from the GRU.
Hold on. We'll continue after the break here, Jeff. We'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Oh.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. The John Moore Ozark Symposium will be the first week of August. I will share with my guest information I cannot share publicly on my show. My guest will be my live studio audience during that week. The chef at the Wildwood Springs Lodge will be preparing us our beautiful, wonderful, delicious breakfast and dinner every day. We're going to visit the Freedom Center USA, world-class training, rifles and pistols down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri with Sam Andrews. Leon Green will be with us one morning. It'll be a great time. If you want to make reservations, call Betsy Murphy at 636-530-9502. Would you like a log cabin, a one-room log cabin like Davy Crockett had two centuries ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log mansion such as featured in Yellowstone, or anything in between? Give me a call. I'll put you in contact with the guys who put together these log kits that will ship them to your job site and have your general contractor build you your beautiful log cabin or log home, either one. Last but not least, energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down, you're not doing the things you like to do because of arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Check it out at my website. Place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Dave Hodges. His website is thecommonsenseshow.com. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, booked for sale at Amazon. And Jeff, you were going into some of the nuances of what the Communist Party of China has in store for us here. Go ahead.
Yeah, the defense minister of China, Chia Chen, gave a speech about 20 years ago in which he talked about taking over North America and how they'd made this agreement with Russia for land in the south, you know, about land in the north. And what Colonel Lunev told me, who was the highest ranking defector from the main intelligence directorate of the Russian General Staff, he said that at the end of the Cold War, Russia and China got together, they signed a bunch of secret agreements. All Chinese and Russian intelligence operations in the United States are jointly run. And the other agreement was how to divide North America when the war starts. And they had projected this war into the far future. Russia would get Alaska and parts of Canada. China would get the lower 48. So this is the same thing Chiao Chen has basically said in his speech. You can see the evidence for it in the mobilization of almost 1,000 ships in China, the preparation of 60 10,000-ton ro-ro ships. These are not for an invasion of Taiwan. In fact, the Chinese military is practicing a blockade on Taiwan, not an invasion. And the Russians have developed a long range. Their amphibious transport is long range. In one trip, without refueling, it can reach the U.S. West Coast from China. They're long-range amphibious ships. Why have a long-range amphibious ship? And China, if you combine China and Hong Kong's merchant marine, and of course Hong Kong has been taken back into communist China, you have the largest merchant marine in the world. If the United States can support forces in Europe and overseas, they can support forces over the Pacific. They have enough merchant ships. And right now,
Jeff, what, if anything, do you know about secret agreements between the government of Mexico and China, sir?
Well, this was in Insight magazine a long time ago. A lot of the ships that were arriving 20-plus years ago, in fact, 23 years ago, it was reported in Insight magazine that the convoys of Chinese and Mexican warships were escorting merchantmen from China to Ensenada, the port of Ensenada. Why they were escorting them is a mystery. It was a question that
practice
that was practice. No. They're escorting. There's cargo on those ships. This goes to the arms. You know, the fact that Scott Gilbranson had got into the port of Ensenada through a Tijuana policeman that hooked him up with some fishermen who were saying, "Look, this is more than 20 years ago. The Chinese were offloading weapons." In the port of Ensenada more than 20 years ago, they were moving them inland to stockpiles in Mexico, but also they were smuggling them across the U.S. border. And Bill Branson's book goes into this. His source was a customs official who knew this was going on. Now, a number of Gil Branson's witnesses
were murdered and, of course, later threatened. And this was a very important story at the time, which got nowhere. Nobody was interested in it. It was crazy. And, of course, what Colonel Luniff told me about the invasion of the United States is that the model is the German invasion of Norway, Operation Weserebung, in World War II. And the reason why is that here you had the Germans did what was an amphibious invasion. Well, it wasn't amphibious. It was they used the commercial ships and their fact that they were a trading partner with Norway, and they were not at war with Norway. So they just smuggled their armies into Norway in when they were at peace with Norway. And they drove their ships right past the largest navy in the world, the British Navy, which was at the time beginning to mine the Norwegian ports, so the Germans couldn't do this. And, of course, the British had their own invasion plan. They wanted to take Narvik. They wanted to cut off the iron ore from Sweden that comes through Narvik. But the Germans succeeded in this spectacular invasion. And one of the tactics they used, and Colonel Luniff said that the Russian generals were particularly interested in this, there was the Abwehr, the German military intelligence, had a special military unit, and it was called the Brandenburg Regiment. And they smuggled, men came into Norway as tourists, not as illegal aliens, but as tourists. They had stockpiles of arms and uniforms already in Norway, and they were able to go into Norway as tourists, assemble, get their uniforms, get their weapons, grab ports and airfields to open the country up to invasion. Norway was not invaded like there's a Normandy beach and there's a big invasion. They were invaded by just infiltration of the country by the Germans. And this is the model for the U.S. Now, you say the U.S. Navy is sitting out there. Chinese ports are docking at our ships every day. I mean, at our ports every day. And, of course, Chinese have infiltrated Mexico. There's untold numbers. You talk about Chinese males crossing the border now. There's large numbers of Chinese in Mexico throughout Latin America that if they were all to concentrate in Mexico could find those stockpiles. And suddenly, if they could bring heavy weapons in at the last minute, there could be mechanized infantry divisions forming in Mexico. There could be special formations in the U.S. if they land troops at the ports. Now, they could go right past the U.S. Navy. But the other thing is, the plan is, and we know this from Mr. Wang of Luda Media and his sources in China, they are planning a nuclear Pearl Harbor on our fleet. And there's no way with the Chinese, you know, having these hypersonic missiles and the Russians having them, that our Navy would escape being mostly destroyed. Only the submarines would survive that were at sea. So this is not some unrealistic scenario that we're talking about. This is within the capability of Russia and China now.
Well, Jeff, we've talked about this before. We need to keep talking about it, too. We always have new listeners, and people need to be reminded. I've had private reports myself of these Chinese being in Mexico for 20-plus years. And I've mentioned on the air before, my friend, Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, he got on a Black Hawk helicopter at MacDill Air Force Base, and this is 20 years ago, in Florida, flew across the Gulf of Mexico to a Russian military base in Mexico. So what they're planning is they're planning for success. Nothing's being left to chance, is it, Jeff?
No, and of course, communism, the communists and the leftists and their fellow travelers are unwitting fifth columns in this, because if all the committed communists in this country understood what China's real plans and Russia's real plans for the United States and Canada were, they would maybe some of them wouldn't. Some of them probably hate the country so bad they'd be glad. But it would cause the destruction of the country and the Chinese intention. Now the Russians will occupy Alaska. I don't know that they have a genocidal agenda there, but the Chinese have a genocidal agenda in the lower 48 states. And they are, you know, Chiao Chen speaks to this. They want to basically exterminate the native population to replace it with Chinese. If you look, if you took half the Chinese and moved them to the United States consisting of Chinese would be, you know, more than twice the population it is now. That's how many Chinese there are.
That's right.
So
that's right.
They want the infrastructure intact if they can get it, but they know they're going to have to blow up some of it. There's going to have to be nuclear strikes in certain places in order to neutralize our military.
Well, a little follow-up here. My special forces team I worked with, they had a training operation in Alaska with the Alaskan Scouts, who they had great respect for. And here's what they said. They said, John, the Alaskan Scouts have been encountering Russian Spetsnaz since the 1970s, at least, conducting operations in Alaska. So this has been going on for decades, hasn't it, Jeff?
Well, yeah, this is nothing new. The Russian military strategy, you read Colonel Skirta's book, The People, the Army, the Commander, you read Sokolovsky's book, and you read Between the Lines. Sidorenko was rather frank in talking about a large continent-sized country having partisan resistance and what you do about it and how many casualties you suffer. And the Russians decided, and Lunov told me this, you know, when the Soviet Union switched to the Russian Federation, the Soviet army, you know, was basically cut in half or more. And they said, we don't have the manpower. We can't invade North America. We have to concentrate on Europe. But we will take Alaska because it's fairly, you know, it's not that well defended. The right. Chinese will provide the manpower, and they don't care how many troops they lose. And they will use sanguinary tactics. That is, they will exterminate the local population. And they will use all the methods, all the above, nuclear, biological, chemical, and just troops, you know, putting people in shallow graves, the way the Einsatzgruppen did in the German army in the Eastern Front, World War II. So it's, it would be a war of extermination. Because, and this is discussed, you know, there was a book written on Soviet strategy for nuclear war. My friend Joe Douglas, the late Joe Douglas, was the co-author of that book. And they basically discovered there's this term in the Russian strategic literature. It was irredeemably bourgeois populations. Irredeemably bourgeois means you can't re-educate them. You can't make them. You can't adapt them to a socialist commonwealth. You have to exterminate them because they will just make trouble. And so you can't have people that are in a position where they can survive and resist you. So you're going to have massive ethnic cleansing on an unprecedented scale. I'm not making this up. These are in the sources. These are indicated. Well, the Chinese Chiao Chen's speech, you can go to my website. I have a copy of it. It was published by and translated in English by the Epoch Times. They smuggled it out in 2005. The speech was probably given in 2002 or 3. The more you study the speech, the more you realize that it's the real deal, that the details are. But I got a chance to speak with one of the colonels at the U.S. Pentagon who translated the speech. And I asked him, could you verify this speech was real? He said they had verified it because Mandarin is a very special language in that the speech patterns of different Mandarin speakers are very distinctive, like a fingerprint. And they determined that it was Chiao Chen's speech, that it possessed his unique way of talking in Mandarin. And this was a Mandarin-speaking U.S. Army colonel who was part of the team that translated that for the U.S. military. So they know. It's just the politicians are bought and paid for by the Chinese. And so it's, you know, if we could even wake them up and say, you do know you're signing your death warrant. You're destroying your country. I mean, this is treason in an unbelievably direct, obvious way. And when Dave talks about the Sinaloa cartel, look, these cartels have been in bed with the Chinese, the North Koreans, the Russians, and the Cubans for a long time. The Russian mafia is a very large presence, footprint in Mexico, and they're the mother organization of many of the narcotics trafficking and human trafficking cartels in Mexico.
Amazing. Dave, you've been very patient listening to this. What follow-up do you have, sir?
Well, I've been able to verify some of what Jeff is saying, not to the depth and the cited materials and people he has brought forward. But yes, what he is saying is in complete agreement with what I've been told by military types, and some of them quite high ranking. And I said this before on your show, John, it's worth repeating. I have someone very close to me who's told me this, and I have had some military sources tell me the same thing. But there is a move in our military right now, and I can't say if it's 5%, 10%, 50%, and the people I asked this question to were hesitant to say how many because they weren't sure either. But there's a move in our military right now to recognize a lot of what Jeff is saying, and they're preparing their particular units to fight the Chinese irrespective of what Joe Biden orders. And some of this rebellion, so to speak, is very silent. There's not an allegiance that's formed, as far as I've been told. But they nonetheless know what the real enemy is, and they're preparing accordingly. And I wanted to kind of defer back to Jeff on this. Jeff, have you heard anything like this? Because the three sources I have are about as unimpeachable as it gets.
Yeah, there's a real problem because...
Hold on. Yeah. We got a break, gentlemen. Hold on. We'll be right back.
There, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-and Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-and Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
As I said to those who've joined the government,
I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back. Jeff, go ahead and wrap up your thoughts so we can get to our next caller, sir.
Yeah, the key thing to know is that the Russians and the Chinese are allied together. They've been allied together for more than 30 years, and that this plan has been on the books, and that all the indications are that they're following through on it. But what I wanted to talk about the army, what David had said, is that the Russians have really made an effort to infiltrate the groups, patriotic groups within the army and within the retired military community. And you've got characters like the Scott Bennett, for example, who openly brags of being, a Russian agent of influence, makes trips to Russia and to Iran. Yeah, he traveled to Iran, and he says Iran and Russia are good people. They're not enemies. And he's spreading these wild conspiracy theories and rumors and things that had just caused total mayhem. And you see, if the Russians and Chinese communists can get people to believe in conspiracy theory, they can get them to believe in every single enemy in the world, from the Jews to the Masons to the Illuminati to whoever. Nobody's watching for the Russians and Chinese, the real enemy. Nobody's watching for what they're doing. And so it's a massive diversionary operation. It's a divide and conquer operation, because you set Americans against Americans. If Americans left and right understood the danger, we would be united immediately. But their work in psychological warfare, information warfare, is to keep that division strong.
Yeah, I got the same information. I had Scott Bennett on my show once, and Paul Preston warned me off against him. And for the very reasons that Jeff just said right here, I looked into it, and I'm in complete, and I know Paul Preston would be too, we're in complete agreement with what Jeff just said about Scott Bennett.
Roger that. Let's take our caller, gentlemen. We have Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi there. You're speaking of an open border, and maybe you would call it an immigration crisis or an immigration state of emergency. So my question for you is, even if I've asked it before, do you feel the need to take any extra precautions in terms of immunity because of the immigration crisis and just, not knowing who's coming in, et cetera? Do you feel the need to have extra immunity because of that? Do you know what I mean by that?
Not really. Immunity in what? In regards to contagious diseases?
Yeah, immunity in the form of health. Do you feel the need to take extra vitamins or have any extra immunity precautions so that you don't literally get sick or become ill because of the immigration crisis?
I don't feel any need for that myself. You got any response on that, Dave or Jeff?
I remember in 2014 when we had the first large Central American invasion, I knew Border Patrol that were having to change their clothes out of precaution before they'd go home and not carry diseases to their kids. I interviewed Dr. Jane Orient, who was then the president of the Arizona Medical Association, and she was saying these were real concerns. And this is when we had scattered cases of Ebola pop up, among other things like Dengue fever that we have no immunity to in the United States. So I think there's some legitimate concern. I just don't know how widespread the concern should be.
Jeff, any response?
Yeah, it depends on where you are. I mean, in certain areas in California, you're at a greater risk.
Okay. Melissa, you got any follow-up? We got a top of the hour break.
Not at this time, but it's I think the topic should be revisited. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.